Peah Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Noisnim Peah Mitchilas Asado Umimtza. So according to the Tanakhama, one is allowed to give Peah and leave over Peah from the beginning of his field and the middle of his field. And he does not need to leave over at the end. Peah sounds like the corner of the field. Pashtas, the corner, is in the back, the end of the field that you didn't get to, the last part of the field. But Minatoro Mi'ikar Adin, the Tanakhama says, you don't need to do that. And the drush is from a Pasuk. The Torah says, in Vayikra lo sechala pas sotcha liktzor. So the Pasuk means simply that do not totally consume and eradicate all of the corners of your field, you know, all the leftover and remains of your field. And then the extra word of liktzor, which is to cut, which sounds like there's something that's still left to cut, which means that you could be mekayim the mitzvah of peah, and you could leave something over and not totally eradicate something, even if you have still what to cut at the end. So you can be mekayim the mitzvah of peah, it sounds like the pasuk, that even during the cutting process in the middle. You'll notice that's picture A, where you see that the stalks, let's just say, altogether, those three stalks that I drew, those are 1/60th altogether of the grain. So that they're yotze the mitzvah of peah. Rabbi Shimon Oymer Uvach Yitain Besof Kishir. Rabbi Shimon says, now this would be, let's say, diagram B, that you can be yotze the mitzvah by leaving peah in the middle and the beginning, but you still have to make sure that part of the peah has to be done at the end. So this is the way the Rav learns. The Rav actually brings the Rambam, who explains Rabbi Shimon as diagram C, where Rabbi Shimon says, when he says that you have to leave over at the end of the field, it means that you have to have a complete shear at the end of the field, which you see in diagram C. There's there's enough of three of them. Let's say that that's 1/60th, three of them. Therefore, the question is why do you, what does it help you having the ones in the middle and the beginning? And the answer is those are all part of the mitzvah of peah. And it's not just that you're mekayim the mitzvah. So you gave more than a 60th in this example, according to the Rambam, in the way Reb Shimon's learning. But it's not just that, it's that there's a ramification also, not just that you get a bigger mitzvah, but also your pater from maestris. That when a person gives peah and leaves over peah, so that part of peah is that part of the field, peah is pater from maestris. Rabbi Yehuda Omerim Shir Kelach Echad, even if you leave over one stalk at the end of the field, it has to be at the end, Somichlo Mishum Peah, that's the way the Rav is going to learn, so you can be mekayim the mitzvah of peah through that, Vim Lav, but if you do not leave over any stalks, like you do what's in diagram A, Einu noisin eli mishun hefker. Those stalks that are standing up over there, those can only be hefker. So this sort of sounds like if you learn like the Rav, which is diagram B, that's Reb Shimon's shita. So Reb Yehuda seems to be saying the same thing as Reb Shimon, because they both say that it's important to leave a stalk at the end, and you're mekayim the mitzvah of peah, and they're mitztarif with everything else. So the Rav says there's a difference, because according to Reb Yehuda, if you do like diagram A, all of those stalks in the middle of the field are all hefker, and according to Reb Shimon, they're peah. Now Reb Shimon still holds that you have to put peah at the end, right? So what happens if he mows down the whole thing, so there's nothing left at the end? So what does that mean? So according to Reb Shimon, after he cuts everything down, he can add the standing stalks, which are peah. He can add the cut stalks, because you can give peah from what's already cut. We're going to see that later in a future Mishnah. So according to Shimon, it still is a din of peah. You're not yotze the mitzvah yet. You still have to add to it, but it's still part of the mitzvah of peah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not even part of the mitzvah of peah, and it's a din of hefker. Now, the din of hefker also is pater from maestros, just like the din of peah pater something from maestros. So one nafkamina is hefker can be given to rich and poor, and peah cannot be given to rich, it's only to poor. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot use the standing stalk as part of the peah, and what you would have to do, even though it's hefker and it's going to be pater from maestros, he still would have to take a complete 1/60th of what was cut and give that as peah, and he cannot count the standing stalks as peah, that he has to give over as hefker. So he would lose that out according to Rabbi Yehuda.